got to be happy with the game that you guys had Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, to get back on track, not only in the win column, but the manner in which we did both offensively and defensively, it's what you want to see. You know, and obviously, you like to see this team kind of rise up to those type of situations. And, you know, it's unfortunate we put ourselves in that position with such a, a lead in the division. But that's really what these last couple months are going to come down to. This, we talk about November and December football, running the ball well, efficient with the clock, as well as playing sound defense. And I thought we did a real good job, especially against a very good running back, very talented offense and overall team. So it's good to see. We just need to now be able to stack that success against another divisional rival, a team that's been getting much better each week and on a short week at that. So, we just got to keep it going.
Speaking of those things, you've got division opponent on the short week, and you played him already once this year. Does that help in the preparations? Is it such a short prep week?
It definitely helps when you've seen him once before, but obviously that was a, first week of the season, so a lot has changed since then. But, this week is more of a mental week than anything, obviously just getting our bodies back. The league was so gracious enough to give us four divisional games, flex it to the late spot, as well as give us a quick turnaround and then play the following Thursday. So we're very fortunate for that. And all that being said, mental week, we'll be ready to go. But we're just trying to do the best we can to get our bodies back. A lot of teams are in the same position.
Clay, did the effectiveness of BJ and Mike Daniels help free you up in the run game on Sunday?
They did a good job. I think one of the biggest things we stressed was the fact that we didn't ask guys to do too much. And a lot of their scheme on offense, Vikings, obviously. They did a good job. They stayed in their gaps. They did what they were supposed to, help free me up at times. And at the same time, I was able to kind of, shoot my gun when I needed to and make plays. So guys fit where they need to be. Made makes your job as a middle linebacker a lot easier to know, where the ball's, where we kind of want to dictate where it's going to go. So, yeah, they did a good job.
Is it kind of different playing on Thanksgiving, not against the Lions, and you're here at home?
No, it's nice to be at home. We hardly get a Thanksgiving, being that, the Packers generally play on Thanksgiving. But it's nice to have it at home and not an 11 a.m. game at that. So, part of the deal. But, yeah, it's nice to be home.
A historical night here at Lambeau Field with Brett's number getting retired, Bart Starr coming back. Do you ever think about the lineage, the history of this team, and eventually what your place could be in it?
I realize it's going to be a special night, obviously, with what Brett was able to do for the number of years that he was here, obviously, before I came here in 2009. But, just from watching him as a kid and having him come back with all the drama and everything, it should be a lively crowd out there, and it should only help us out against a divisional rival. But, I'm just finding my place each year, just doing what they ask of me. And but one thing I do find is the older I get, the more I've been around here, the more you appreciate, the Super Bowl victory, certain plays here and there. So, yeah, hopefully in time, it would be an honor to be mentioned with those guys. But we're on to the Bears.
Clay, you guys often say sacks will come. Jimmy, obviously, try for them all the time, they will come. How much better is this defense just, though, when they do come, as they did against Minnesota?
Yeah, well, we just, the thing we always stress is getting pressure on the quarterback, too. When I felt through the previous 3 weeks that we were getting there, we weren't putting ourselves in the best position to really tee off in our, our coverage personnel. And obviously, that starts with stopping the run and offense getting a comfortable lead. So, obviously, we were able to do that last week, kind of abandoned the run game. I'm not sure how many runs they had in the second half, not a lot. But, the more points we put up, the more situations where we're allowed to turn our guys loose. We keep those kind of floods of pass rushers coming in. We're fresh and feeling good. I think that's why you saw it was mixed up, whether it be Dayton, Pep, Mike D, Haha, guys, just getting after the quarterback. So that's the game plan. Now, it might not always work out like that, but that's how we anticipate it going each and every game. So hopefully it's no different this week.
Clay, as rigorous as these four-day weeks can be, it's obviously something you have to do every year, so you've got plenty of experience doing it. What have you learned from your past doing this type of week to help with your preparation?
Yeah, you just have to put in a lot of work as far as getting back physically. Normally on Thursday you're feeling pretty good as far as the practice week. However, Thursday is now a game day, so I don't worry about about that. Obviously, if you have an acute injury, sometimes that can be an issue. But mentally, it could be draining not having a day off. These long days, putting in a little more rehab and treatment. So you kind of got to stick with it. Normally, you do have a few days off afterwards, but this is kind of a unique situation that we follow that up with another Thursday game. So we just kind of, have to weather the storm. We understand these are big games, so we can't get too far ahead. But, if we can get this one, then you can start looking ahead to that other one and then get kind of a mini bye week. So, that's kind of the deal right now. But just getting this one, especially at home, is real big for us.